G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
Now on Sports Day, time for the Kia Top 7. The Kia Sportage has been crowned Drive Car of the Year. See it at kia.com.au.
Plenty happening over the weekend, and the NRLW, well, they actually had all three games at Central Coast on Sunday, and the Roosters, well, they go into the finals undefeated and won the minor premiership.
Up quick they were on Isabel Kelly. She's got a winger there and they're in. The Roosters go in again. Jamie Frezzard. Roosters 38 defeat the Titans 12, and with that, they gain the minor premiership.
Yeah, the triple header, good crowd at the, on the
voice,
sunny,
voice
on the
of Chris
Coast.
Warren there, Badge, our friend.
Yes, yeah. Great stuff. Number six in the Kia Top 7, mentioned this earlier on, Cameron Smith, the golfer, got his first LIV Tour win in Chicago.
This to tie his team. He's obviously going to win the event. 9 weeks since being crowned Open Champion at St. Andrews. Is now a LIV Golf winner for the first time right here in Chicago. And he's done it in style by four shots.
Yeah, outstanding. And just earning more money. I don't think he has to worry about,
it's not about the money.
Doing much after his 50th. Now, Animo stormed home to win the Group 1 George Main Stakes at Randwick.
Animo races the lead at the 250. Animo just in front from Ice Buff, beating off Hinge. Then came Fangirl. But Animo, up goes Animo in the George Main Stakes, breaking clear. And there's five Group 1s. Animo went on to beat Ice Buff.
Yeah, and James McDonald got five as well on the day. Five wins, including a great win on Nature Strip as well. Aren't those two looking good for the spring carnival? Now, way back on Thursday night it was, the Wallabies, this was heartbreaking, on the cusp of a famous win over the All Blacks when it happened.
I said first, yes. You play, we play, okay? Yes. Then I time off. I switch off the time. I say to your player, I switch on the time and you play immediately. Okay. And you wait. So that's a scrum for the All Blacks.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking. And Bernard Foley saying, I didn't hear him. Well, he must have heard him because he's actually starting to kick the ball
to
into touch.
To take the kick.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the All Blacks were behind by only a couple.
Yeah.
They had a scrum, score in the corner, and ended up winning by five, I think, didn't they?
Two.
Couple anyway.
Behind by three, yeah. They were number three in the Kia Top 7. South Sydney keep marching on and into this week's grand final qualifier.
Put him under pressure. Looks for the offload. Gets the pass back away. Tane Milne's two. They turn up and the ball comes back away. And South Sydney through little Lockie Elias, the young halfback, scores an important try to take them one step closer to a rematch with the Penrith Panthers.
Good defender, isn't he? Lockie Elias.
Playing good football, and we see now why they decided to move on from Adam Reynolds. You can't fit everyone under your cap, especially when they're on the wrong side of 30. So, yeah, he's playing great. Are you singing the song, Sat? South Sydney go marching on? Come on.
No, it's all round the bar. That's the South
there
Sydney
you go.
Yeah.
Rightio. Mm. Number two, Kia Top 7. Friday night was a dominant performance by Parra. 7-1.
Puts a little right footer in. Oh, Xavier Savage got nutmegged. Tommy Opacek scores. He's bound for Hull next year. He's not the biggest name in this Parramatta side. And he's come up with a spectacular try in a final.
Oh, it was a leg breaker, wasn't it?
And they were absolutely on fire. And Tom Opacek, actually, he's got a bit of a hamstring issue. Mm. He says he's going to be right this week, but might have been just precautionary keeping off the field. Now, number one in the Kia Top 7 over the weekend. Well, it couldn't get any more exciting if you're a Swannies fan, even if you're just an AFL sporting fan. The finish to this game between the Swans and also Collingwood, it was unbelievable.
The siren pending on the kick end. Every last ounce of energy exhausted. The final kick. The siren sounds. Sydney stared down the Grim Reaper and they live to tell the tale. They take their place in the 2022 Grand Final. Collingwood left nothing out there.
One of the great broadcasters, Jared Waitley there, with the Swans and, fantastic and Collingwood. First. Outstanding. Hope you've enjoyed the podcast with Badge and Sats on Sports Day. If you get the chance at any stage to listen to the show live, make sure you tune in each and every night, Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.